You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, toyotaofhollywood.com.
All right, Woody, time to go from Chicago to Detroit, where it gets a little more physical with the Lions, with practice this week, as well as second preseason game. We are waking them up this morning. Omar Kelly, Miami Herald Dolphins columnist, who was there yesterday, and Omar, we got all kinds of things to get to. I want to start with this. I liked that Mike made it a point and was stubborn and goes, we got to learn to run the ball down on the goal line. I'm going to keep doing it. What'd you think?
Loved it. This is what preseason's for. You don't get that work in the joint practices. You don't get that work in training camp. This is if he would have not kicked a field goal the whole game, I probably would have been not surprised. That's what this is about.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that.
I don't even think anybody cares about the outcome and the score. They could have scored, in some of those situations if they, had been a little bit more creative or weren't adamant about the goal line runs. But that's what this team needs. They need to establish an identity and prove that we can run the ball. I have this firm belief that they will be a good team if they can run the ball. And if the offensive line can keep Tua healthy. Now, obviously, we saw the starters do well, most of the starters, because Austin Jackson's not in there. Whew, but them backups, yeah. I've always been warning people.
I thought to that point, and you're right across the board, and this kind of ties in because I'm going to ask you about the quarterback, especially number two and number three we'll get into. But, boy, a couple guys had some rough outings in those backup. Keon Smith. Moved around a little bit, did not have his best. This year five of Keon Smith, man, we got to find. I'm not picking on anybody today, but we got to find out.
It can't be year five. Hold on, it can't be year five. You made me look that up right now. This is not year five of Keon Smith.
I think it is. Year four, year five. Anyway, go ahead while we're doing that. You can look that up and call me later on that one. What do you think? What are we going to do with the backup O-line? Did anybody – look pretty good? Did Borum look okay to you? What do you think?
Borum looks fine. He's been improving. He looks fine as the backup right tackle. He cannot play left tackle. I promise you. You don't even need to look. He cannot play left tackle. There's some talk that he can possibly play guard. He's got versatility like that. Then you got Liam Eichenberg. Hopefully Liam Eichenberg comes back. Liam can play all five positions. Say what you want about Liam Eichenberg, but he would have helped that offensive line settle down as a backup. Then you have Andrew Meyer, who has done well as a backup center. Those are your three primary backups. You need another one. You need a fourth. And that player, you need a guy who can play left tackle and be a swing tackle. You need a Kendall Lamb, and that player is not
coming
on this
back.
Roster right
not
now.
Going through. Effetti also not looking great yesterday.
I want to watch him more because, I mean, he's only been here for like a week. He's
That's
probably
true.
Haven't even practiced. I want to watch him more. Keon Smith also. They like Keon Smith. I don't think it's fair that I've seen Keon Smith at every position but center so far.
Yeah, but that might be his role. Like, his role might be that guy that's what they thought with his athletic ability before he went on IR last year, that he was quick off the ball and he could play all those positions, right?
Yeah, but he's not quick off the ball now with the knee injury and playing with the brace. I've seen him, and I've seen him play his best at left tackle. Now, does that mean that he wouldn't struggle in the game? I don't know.
Yeah.
I it smells like Keon Smith is being set up to be put on the practice squad because Chris Greer, swears teams were trying to trade for him last year.
Trade for him
at some point. Yeah, not with that film. Whoa, did he do bad.
Yeah, hey, let's jump on the other side. Ethan Bonner makes a nice play. Storm Duck had some nice plays as well.
Mm-hmm. Jack Jones had some nice plays.
Jack Jones had a nice play except for his hold on that interception going down the sideline. But I think Jack Jones might be the most talented of everybody if he could just clean some things up a little bit. I still think he's going to start when it's all said and done. What do you think?
I think they're going to rotate those guys, number one. I think that they're going to play the guys that are most consistent with what they asked to do, which is Storm. I'm hopeful that they'll play Mike Hilton a little bit more in a nickel. That's been a mystery to me. But I know Mike Hilton can play. And Jack, I don't think you want to put too much on him too soon, just because of everything I hear about him from people who've coached him or he's been in their organizations. He's super talented. The word that I've gotten is $100 million talent, his own worst enemy. And that's the scary thing to hear about a young man. I have not had a private conversation with him, and I'm looking forward to doing that when they finally open the locker room, because a lot of people care about him, and a lot of people know he's a talented kid. It's just he gets in his way. And hopefully he's matured and learned from that. But I don't think they want to put too much on him too soon. But Ethan's doing well. We know. I don't think they're going to address the cornerback position, Joe.
No, I don't either, by the way, and I'm okay with that. I've been told now by numerous coaches, Joe, we're developing some of these guys. We think they can play, and we know, some of you guys don't. But so they're going to keep going. Hey, by the way, we got some. So Channing Tindall, he was pretty active yesterday. I'm not saying he's perfect. He had his bad plays,
but he
made some plays. He was around. Now I know what you're going to say. They're loaded at that position. He got any chance to make this team? Willie Gay had another, splash play like he always does.
Yeah, Britt played well. No, I don't know what they're going to do with Channing Tindall, to be honest with you. I think the bigger, more pressing issue is all those edge rushers.
Well, I was going to get to that. I was going to get to that next, and I do want to ask you. So if we agree on the top three pass rushers, right? If they're all ready to go, obviously Chubb Phillips. and Chop. So who's a fourth and fifth guys in your opinion?
Fourth and fifth guy, I'm putting McClendon on there.
You got Quentin Bell there. First of all,
Hold on. Let me put them in my order.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I've seen way too much from McClendon to act like this is a fluke. Because how you saw him play in that exhibition game, he's done it every day. He shows up. And I used to think it was the tackles that he was playing against, and it still might be. Maybe Chicago, but he moved around, so he did it against a lot of people. He missed probably about four plays in that game when I reviewed the film, and he was close. Then I'm going Quentin Bell. And then I'm going Grayson Murphy. And I know Cameron Good is a special team.
Oh, boy, what a play. Made one of the best plays in the game on that kickoff. One of the best plays I've ever seen.
I know. But do you pass up? And your special teams look so much better, and I got to commend you for that. But do you potentially pass up having a pass rusher that you think can be dynamic? And they've got two of them, a young green pass rusher that could be dynamic to keep a special teams guy.
Yeah. Hey, Omar.
Do you?
I'm getting ready to tell you why. This kickoff return thing, you saw what it did for us yesterday, the field position we got.
Mm-hmm.
That's a new league, man. They're going to be returning damn near every one of them. You got to have a Cameron Good. If Cameron Good beat everybody down the field by 5 yards, beats a one-on-one tackle, and makes an open field tackle on top of it, that guy saved me 10 or 15, 20 yards, then I'm keeping that guy as the extra guy. If those are the kind of plays he's going to make and ends up being that good on special teams, yes or no?
Here's my thing. I'm not arguing with you. But can McClendon and Murphy do that too if we give them the opportunity?
I don't know that.
But that's the thing. He's a very good special teams player. He's probably the worst pass rusher.
Think his pass rushing skills. It's funny. I isolated on him a little bit yesterday and watching him because I wanted to see all those guys. And I know they had Murphy out there a lot with McClendon, and I was curious watching 59 and 42 and. They were getting pressure and have good moves and stuff. It's a really talented group.
They are.
But somebody you got to have a core of special teams, dude, so that aren't worried about when am I going to get my chance to play on defense, and they're going, your job is to make sure we don't have them returning kicks to the 45-yard line.
I think Chris Greer will have the opportunity to trade one of those young pass rushers and get himself something. I promise you that the league will notice them. If you choose to keep Quinn Gray over, Cameron Good over those two talented edge rushers. And if I were them, man, I'd be busting tail on special teams too, because they already know you can get after the quarter.
Yeah, no, you can do both. You're in there. I agree with you. Hey, never thought I was going to ask you this. I thought it was just a given. Do Zeke Biggers, Jordan Phillips, join Kenneth Grant on the active 53-man roster when this is said and done? Because there's some other veterans playing pretty well.
Absolutely. One, I don't think they were going to draft. I don't think they were going to cut the draft picks. Two, Zeke Biggers is the number two nose tackle, so if something happens to Bedino Jones, they need Zeke Biggers. And three, Zeke Biggers balled yesterday, and I did not expect that. I saw him. He balled in the joint practices as well.
He did.
I did not expect that. That guy played like somebody lit a fire under
Austin
him.
Austin Clark, I talked to him in the morning. We were walking. Shouldn't probably be saying that. Anyway, and Cal guys can walk together. But he says the light went on Zeke. He goes, Zeke Bigger's like, he goes, the light went on, man. I don't know what he watched one day, but he now realizes that he is a big, bad dude.
He is a big, bad dude that could throw people around. And I don't trust me, he had a very quiet camp. And all of a sudden, it's like, ding, the light bulb goes on. And I love seeing those moments. And they always happen to defensive tackles. I believe the first one was the wrestler. We've been friends, too. He played at Maryland. I forget. People are going to beat me up about not remembering his name. But
this is the kind of conversation my 91-year-old dad has, and he doesn't name the guy, and I got to play guess who.
He's a wrestler. He went to WWE, got fired from WWE, and now he's like a star in the other wrestling league.
We'll just call him Damn. Go ahead.
He came from Maryland. He had a quiet camp, went into the exhibition game, made some plays, and was like, oh, hell, this ain't too big for me. And just started balling and stayed here for a couple of years and Patriots claimed him, and then, you know, he had a nice healthy NFL career as an undrafted guy. I can't remember his name. And Zeke Biggers, man, I was very impressed. Probably him and Derek McClendon were two. Oh, Malik Washington.
I thought both Washingtons played pretty well.
Yeah, both Washingtons. I should not be disrespecting Taj Washington.
Yeah.
Both Washingtons played well. But, man, are the Dolphins going to have a tiny receiving core again? It's going to be four guys that are under 5'11".
So can I ask you, Eric Ezekama did a little tease job on us yesterday again.
I'm tired of the tease jobs.
All right.
Listen. Eric Ezekama's had 4 years of opportunities and chances. And while I do agree that they need to get bigger, I could invest in him on my practice squad. He's not making my 53.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't care what he does. He's not making my 53.
Hey, and the other one I really wanted to talk about is Ollie Gordon the second. I can't wait to see him the next 2 weeks, man. I think he'll make a statement, and I know how we feel about Madison, who took a shot yesterday. While he was dishing it out, he took it. I'm not so sure Gordon is not going to move up the ladder a little bit as a strong physical back. What do you think?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I don't know if we'll be seeing Alexander Madison for a little while here. That was not a, oh, I'm going to bounce back from it. That was my shoulder's going to be sore, separated. My neck is going to be sore. That was I might be wearing a what are those things? What are those things you wear around your neck?
Yep.
For a little while, I'm pretty sure that they're shopping for running backs right now.
Oh yeah, they're bringing in at least one guy to finish out this preseason. You're right, there's a whole bunch of them out there. Isn't that where you can go to the park over here down in Dade County? We can find a running back, or was that?
The running backs, it's funny because I was looking to see the running back they had in camp got picked up by the Colts. Even what's his name, a homeboy, Jeff Wilson, he just got picked up by the 49ers.
Yeah.
So every team is out here adding backs at the last minute. A lot of guys just found work this week.
Yeah, well, I got to tell you. So overall, how do we? I didn't even mention. I'm sorry, real quickly. Zach Wilson and Quinn Ewers. What'd you think?
Can play better. Should play better.
Better play better. And this is why we have this preseason. By the way, for everybody bitches about these games, those two guys need to see light. They need to see that you can't just stand back there and the defender stop around you and you think you complete a 25-yard pass. That's exactly why.
Wish they had a better line, but...
Yeah, but that's what they have, man. Good luck. It's happened to a lot of dudes through the years have had to play with the twos and the threes in preseason. You got to make it work. That other guy was scrambling around, running, and making plays yesterday.
They were saving running for their lives, too. That, with Zach, he's got to work on his footwork and his fundamentals, because when his footwork is off, that pass is off. Quinn made some bold throws, but, you know, two lost fumbles, that's not good. And, yes, I know you're playing with the worst receivers and the worst offensive line, but I've seen you do better than that. So, but all the talk of Quinn Ewers, number two quarterback, we can put that to rest now.
By the way, I'm only laughing because Zach Wilson got, like you said, he can't stand there in that pocket not ready to throw the friggin' ball. Like he's got to get himself and be able to throw those passes. That's a touchdown out in the flats. He's got to make that throw.
Oh, yeah.
Got to make that throw.
Yeah, but his footwork. I've seen him so much to know. If his footwork is off, that ball's hitting the ground. It's so consistent. His footwork has to be, and he needs to be working a lot of the drills that Tua does. He just does, because his footwork is just very poor.
Hey, by the way, I'm so glad you mentioned it, because nobody's going to talk about it. It's not sexy to talk about Omar Kelly with us from the Miami Herald. Special teams, that's the best day they've had in a long time everywhere yesterday. How good was that?
Let's not jinx it.
No, it's just
let's
one not, game, but you got to admit, we haven't
it
had
wasn't
that.
Just one game. Yeah, let's just hope it wasn't just one game.
Right.
Because let's hope it's consistent, because that was an impressive performance and showing.
Yeah.
I don't even think you had your best guys out there, but you really made an effort in special teams, and you showed that, hey, you showed exactly how bad it was over the past few years.
Yeah. Hey, Omar, thank you, man. Thanks for getting up with us. I'll see you in a couple of days up there. Appreciate it.
All right, see you, Joe.
Omar Kelly, Miami Herald Dolphins columnist, joining us this morning. Talk a little bit about the Miami Dolphins, and actually agree with a lot of stuff Omar had to say. Anyway, I do want to talk about hurricane season. It is here, and Chev's got a message, the CEO at Loctite. Boy, they're killing it. Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing, they are so good. Covering all of South Florida. Everywhere this signal goes right now, from Key West up to Jupiter, they're working. They got crews everywhere right now. They're busy, and they want to stay that way, and they want to do quality work, and they want to help you. Matter of fact, there's only one thing you can do. You can't control where hurricanes are going to go, but you can control making sure you have your family protected. And Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing would like to be there for you. Got old leaky roof right now? Replace your old roof now and pay later. Loctite offers highest quality roofing materials, lifetime warranty, plus thousands of five-star reviews. Hey, say big on the legendary state-of-the-art Impact Windows and Doors. Impact Windows as low as $6 per window per month installed. Don't wait for the next storm. Get going today. Visit LoctiteImpact.com. Again, that's LoctiteImpact.com. You've been talking about doing it. Now's the time. Say, Joe Rose, here's the number, 954-500-LOCK. Call them. Their professional staff will answer all your questions and get you started today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Woody, this news coming in is unbelievable.
The pickleball one?
No.
Oh.
UFC.
Oh, that one. Okay. I hit you with two stories during the break.
I don't care about pickleball. It's a joke.
So how weird is that?
How do you have a Hall of Fame? You have a Hall of Fame pickleball?
33 members already. This is a big class, by the way.
How long has pickleball been around?
That is actually a tremendous question. I don't know.
It's growing like crazy. I mean, we're in Chicago laughing. There was pickleball everywhere. We looked and it was just pickleball park. And I was like, Holy, there's no tennis. So losers. Anyway,
Chris Miller, Cammy McGregor, and Melissa McCurley are all part of the 2025
class. All right, well, that's not what I wanted to get to, okay? Too much time.
The induction banquet.
Are you just doing so you can get me going? Is that all you're trying to do today?
The induction banquet will be in Surprise, Arizona, November 5th and 6th.
There you go.
In case
why don't you go? Why don't you go and you can play for the first time?
If they want to send me to cover it, I'll go.
UFC. Unbelievable. The UFC will not be on ESPN. They just signed a $7.7 billion deal with CBS. I got to give it to those guys. What they've done in that sport, and I got to tell you, I'm talking firsthand. That stuff's on. I watch. And then, you know, to go into different ages, even older, my 91-year-old dad, who if boxing was on, we had the Friday night boxing matches from L.A. growing up. That was a big deal. Friday night, all the Mexican fighters would just stand toe-to-toe and just hammer each other. He's a boxing guy. He'd pay. He loved it. Sacramento fights, he'd want to go. My dad, hey, when's that UFC stuff on again? I go, Dad, it's on all the time. And if not, I got to tell you, ESPN's done a great job with them, with some of the lead up and some of the other shows and these guys trying to qualify and all these different things they've done. UFC has done a great marketing job, and they've done something boxing cannot do. Vic, I don't want to hear from you. They have an ability to get two guys that are the best to fight each other in the UFC, unlike years and years and years, and they can't get Mayweather and Pacquiao together in their prime. How many fights? The heavyweights now. How is it the two hottest guys going, you can't get them to fight each other? They can't come to an agreement. UFC?
Well, you got Canelo and Crawford. That's coming up here.
Okay, that's great. That's one.
I mean,
these guys get the best, like, hey, who do you want to fight next? Oh, the next guy up, man, he's number one. I want his belt. Okay. So, Dana White goes, okay, it's going to get done.
So, again, this news just came out a few minutes ago, but the good takeaway from this, Joe, is that everything's going to be, I don't want to say free, but it'll be on Paramount Plus.
Right. That's
CBS. Starting in 2026, all 43 annual UFC live events will stream on Paramount Plus with select marquee fights simulcast on CBS.
Wow.
Can you believe they're going to put this stuff on network television?
UFC, no matter what anybody tells you, in my eyes, I don't know the numbers, has blown by boxing.
Well, yeah.
It used to be like, no, boxing. I used to say it too. No, boxing's way ahead. And you go, no.
Boxing can put on one big, like, individual event, maybe.
And you know what else they can do?
They just have 43 annual events, Joe.
UFC can get badass women in different weight classes, and you watch them. They're good. They're good matches. The women, those matches are good. Those fights are good.
You know what's interesting, by the way? There's going to be some outrage when people find out this is going to be on regular old TV here.
It's a great move. Oh, a lot. To be fair to ESPN, so on those cards, the first couple you can watch, and then they flip over.
Yeah, the pay-per-view, yeah.
And the pay-per-view.
Yeah.
But they'll tease you, and they get you around, and you're going, this is so good. And they go, well, that's the last one for the night. We're going to be switching over to pay-per-view.
Says the agreement eliminates the traditional pay-per-view model, providing access to events without additional fees. Let's see what Paramount Plus costs in 2026, though.
Yeah.
Pump the brakes on that.
Yeah.
Either way, it's probably a win for the fans here, Joe.
What do you have to admit, it started with my son and my daughter-in-law. Love stay home on Friday night. Now, I'm always into age groups with everybody. And they love it. And he's going, hey, Dad, you got to watch tonight. Man, this pop, 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 pop. And I sit and watch them until I fall asleep. But they're great. They're great. A lot of people. I'd love to know the numbers of amount of people that UFC's picked up. It's incredible. You know, and we got a lot of the best camps down here, right? The best gyms.
Yeah, they're in like Coconut Creek, right?
Coconut Creek.
I know Dan Lambert's got his.
Dan's got guys that fight every week.
Yep.
Because they, you know, they talk about where they train out of. Amazing. This deal, 7.7. Somebody had vision of this thing just going, and right, because they sold it, and now these guys come in, and it just got.
Well, Dana White did. I mean, Dana White has done a really good job.
Dana White's brilliant.
You know, it's weird.
Like the guy or not. He's a little too political for me, but I got to tell you, man, this guy,
he's gotten very
phenomenal what he does.
But he, we actually interviewed him when we were on college radio. We interviewed him, and he said one day we're going to be bigger than the NFL. And we laughed. Obviously, thought it was like a joke. But
the one thing they do have, they got great fighters all over the world.
That's a monster deal, though, man. Almost $8 billion.
That's crazy. I know we're running super late here, but man, I had to get that crazy out there.
It's American Top Team, by the way, is the one we're talking about down here.
Yep. Hey, you watch UFC? You guys ever sit down and watch it? You get the wife to watch it?
No. Do you?
No, my wife's not into violent stuff.
Yeah, I don't.
She goes in and
my wife's not
going
to sit down on a Saturday night and watch cage fighting.
She goes in the other room. We have a great relationship on the weekend. She goes in the other room on Friday and Saturday nights and watches movies that she likes. And I sit in and watch the Bang Bang Shoot 'em Up or the old Romans getting after it or UFC.
You guys can't find any common ground on programming?
No, we stay married. That's common ground. We're going to stay married.
No, on programming.
I didn't know where you're going. No, we don't watch too many movies together. I wasn't sure what you're talking about. What are you scared
of? No, you guys say you go in separate rooms and watch different programs.
We do.
There's got to be something down the middle you both can enjoy.
I got the big boy TV now.
Which one'd you get?
81er. Are they bigger?
Oh, yeah.
Well, 81's just fine.
I think we go up to 115 now.
81's just fine.
You might have to upgrade soon.
All right. I want to tell you about Michael Kotche at Choice Mortgage for just a second here, man. I just want to let you know that man is about getting you qualified and getting you a mortgage quickly. That's in general. That's it. Michael Kotche at Choice Mortgage, 30-plus years of experience. And how do you do it? 7 days a week. Call or text him. You can always get a hold of him. And I'm talking about a lot of different programs. He got a program for seniors, programs to convert your home equity into money and do that quickly. You've been declined by the banks. Don't worry. He's got a great program for you. When the banks say no, Michael Kotche's got a program. It's about getting you pre-approved and back in the game, especially for first-time home buyers. You're sitting there trying to get in the game. You haven't been pre-approved, and you lose out. Every time you find someplace, you agree to a price, and you can't get approved in time. He'll get you pre-approved. You'll be in the ball game quickly, ready to go, man. So, hey, whatever it is, hard money loans, another one he's been doing. Couldn't believe how popular that is right now. And bottom line is hard money loans is you got equity in your investment properties. You need to get some of that money out. You can buy more. I get it. Man, it's about down the road having a lot of equity and being in great shape. That's what Michael Kotche at Choice Mortgage is all about for you. The man has no life. He's always working 7 days a week. 561-441-2730. Call him if you need to get going on a mortgage. MLS 166254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender. Go to Google Reviews on the web. Choice Mortgage Reviews, saying nice things about Michael Kotche at Choice Mortgage.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, welcome back here. Before we jump on this 9 o'clock hour, I want to say good morning to everybody. Welcome back to school. To all the, basically everybody except Dade Broward, I think, is going back to school today.
Yeah, we got another text, by the way, Okeechobee County.
Okie?
Yeah.
The Okies are back. Okay, yeah. Okies are back to school. and Dade's
everyone
going back,
though,
Dade's going back Wednesday or Thursday this week. They'll be back.
Really? Starting the middle of the week?
Yeah. Make sure all those
That's
kids.
Nice. Mondays are no good, man.
That would be nice to start like your school year on a Thursday or Friday. I kind of like that.
Do they do that in like Europe where they don't work Mondays? Is that a thing? You visit over there all the time. I don't know.
Not all the time.
Is that part of the culture over there, just 3-day weekend?
That was a shot.
That was such a shot.
That was such a shot.
You do go there a lot.
What do you mean I go a lot? You're so bad. Just a bad guy.
Why
don't you go ahead and say I go over on a private plane?
No, I mean, aren't you going soon, aren't you? You're going back. You just love it there so much. European soon, it's all done.
Oh, Woody. You're going to have everybody think I'm just sitting here just flying over to France and Italy. And
it's your spot.
Germany. I'm going to Spain in a couple months.
I know, as I said. Anyway, but like I said, by the way, pickleball's been around since 1965, so surprisingly, pickleball's older than the Dolphins' last Super Bowl run, he tells us.
Damn near.
I did verify, by the way, pickleball was invented in 1965.
Why the late explosion over the last couple of years?
It's been growing for 70 years. Gradually growing now.
A lot of people. Very dangerous sport to play, though. A lot of injuries.
You seen a lot of injuries?
A lot of people.
Yeah.
People who play that sport don't stretch. If you do, don't get all upset, but you're in the minority.
Don't generalize, because you don't like when I do that with tennis players.
When
I say every tennis player is uptight, you get upset.
Because they're not. There are.
But most of them are.
But it's like everything
that's like
else.
Saying the pickleball players don't stretch.
Let me tell you about tennis real quickly.
Please do.
We have tennis people, and I'm talking a group of people that I'm affiliated with. That question every call. You have people that get upset and hear every sound. You have people make a lot of excuses when they play poorly. But we all like to play. I get a couple shots in there, a few people without saying names.
I know.
But anyway, Woody, besides all that, we had a little preseason football game, and Omar's going to join us coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. If you missed it earlier, we'll have that for you and about everything that took place. The good for this team, I like the running back room. I hope you do too. And listen, the running back room and the passing game need the offensive line. They do. They need that offensive line. And it doesn't look because we haven't, history has not been nice to us about playing the same starting five. Matter of fact, doesn't happen very often in the NFL where the same starting five guys stay healthy for 17 games. Doesn't happen. And right now, our starting five have not played together because Austin is hurt right now, so they're playing, you know, with four of the five guys. But they're going to keep working on this run game. And I like the backs they have. They went out and got bigger backs. They went out and got some bigger guys on both sides of the ball. It was obvious to me by things they've done and guys that they have grabbed that they wanted to be more physical and started with the guys that they were going to bring in, including a guy that we had running the football that they just drafted. And I hope, I really do hope, that this continues and they stick with this on the run game. This is a time to do it during camp. And I know the frustration. I get it. They go 15 plays. They come up short in the first drive. Man, this preseason is a time to work and get Ollie Gordon the ball. I don't need to see Devon Achane right now. I saw enough of him. I wouldn't play him again. You want to talk about a guy I wouldn't play again this camp? Devon Achane would be that guy. Came out, he looked great. Devon Achane looked great. He was playing a different gear than everybody else on that football field. Loved it. But I want to see Ollie Gordon get some chances. He sold me on how big and physical he is. That is 225 pounds of a man running friggin' hard.
So you just brought up Achane. We were talking fantasy football back here. ESPN has him as the 12th ranked fantasy football player, and his projections, Joe, he's projected in 2025 to get 218 carries, 999 yards, 9 touchdowns. He's also projected to get 74 catches, 560 yards there, and 4 touchdowns.
Wow, would he? I don't know. They do for fantasy football, they do.
Well, that's basically what he had last year.
Yeah,
for the most part.
They're working off those
minus
numbers,
the,
yeah.
The touchdowns. He had 6 touchdowns on the ground, but he had 907 yards.
He had 6-6 last year. Yeah. 6 on the ground,
78 catches for almost 600 yards and 6. So
he is good with that screen. Look, if I can handpick one guy to run a screen, it's not Tyreek. It's not Waddle. Achane's a guy. That's the guy I want to run that screen, that little screen they run with guys blocking out and outside. All right, we got to go to break here. 9 o'clock hour is coming up, man. Want to thank you for all being with us. Don't forget 104.3 WQAM FM from Key West to north of Jupiter. Man, you can't make that up. So if you want to flip our, we still on 560, Woody?
Yes, yeah, we are.
Okay, how much longer are they keeping us here?
I don't know. They'll probably talk to you about that later.
All right.
Whatever you decide.
All right. Well, thank you, Woody. And we'll decide on you, too. We haven't made a decision on you yet. We got to make that. Hey, I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers this morning. Man, they got some great products. SUV family has never looked better than it does right now. I got to tell you, you know, when you talk Chevy, you talk Silverado trucks, and I get that. It's our number one seller. We got absolutely the most strong and durable trucks you're going to get. We got family trucks. They got a truck that fits your lifestyle. But, boy, the SUV family. From the all-new Equinox and the electric Equinox SUV, which Woody just got, to a 2025 Traverse. Boy, just underneath the Tahoe and the Tahoe and Suburbans. You just can't go wrong. We love our SUV family. If a great look, more space are important to you, and a great deal that's going on. You want to get a test drive. Got 14 dealerships, South Florida. You're really in for a great experience. You are. Wherever you're headed this summer, Chevrolet has an SUV to meet all your needs. Hurry in to your local South Florida Chevy dealers. Take a test drive and get a great deal today at your South Florida Chevy dealers.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.